Sheboygan. Taste the pure Sartesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, July 11th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I got a couple of text messages for Epoxy Pro's information. The website Epoxy, E-P-O-X-Y, Pro, P-R-O.com is the website. You can give them a call. Also, for your specific questions, the phone number there that you have to call toll-free, 877-703-7699. 877-703-7699. Again, the website, epoxypro.com. Great company, been in business 38 years, work all over the United States. They have contractors that they will use to do the professional installs, or you can save a lot of money and do it yourself. Just give them a call, check it out online. One local race that I'm totally involved in is Tuscarora Township. Why? Because I love Tuscarora Township. I love Indian River. I love Devo Beach. I love the Chain of Lakes. I love it all. Great, beautiful little community. One candidate that I have personally endorsed, Janice Dillahaye, the current treasurer. You've heard the commercials. She's way overqualified with her business experience of 40 years. She's been a CEO, a CFO, accountant, CPA. She does it all. She has the ability to keep records of the money for the folks in Tuscarora Township. Absentee ballots have been sent out. Some have actually been returned already. We're going to talk about that here in the next story. Absentee ballots already being returned for people that have voted absentee in the state of Michigan. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson sent in a press release yesterday that more than 1.5 million Michiganders have asked for an absentee ballot. And based on initial reports from the local township, village, city, county clerks, 178,000 people have already returned them as of yesterday for this upcoming August 6th primary election. How they get those numbers? It's amazing to me. They know who's voted and who hasn't. They know who has turned in their absentee ballots and who hasn't. Secretary of State officials said the numbers of absentee ballot requests have broken all records that were set previously in 2020 during the China virus pandemic. There were nearly 158,000 more ballots requested this year than in 2020, and nearly 68,000 have already returned them more at the same date that they did back in 2020. In 2020, we saw our highest turnout elections in Michigan history. Secretary of State Benson said, quote, "It's thrilling to see that we are on track to exceed the highest turnout levels in 2024's election, and even more excited to see voters engaged early at such a significant number and committed to ensuring their voices heard," Benson said. Primary election day is August 6th. Polls will be open on election day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. early voting, the 9 days of early voting, starts July 27th. And that ends on August 4th, 2 days before Election Day. In closing, in her press conference release, she said, no matter where you live or who you vote for, Michigan's nonpartisan, professional election clerks and poll workers are ready to administer safe, secure elections so that every citizen's voice is heard, Benson said. Okay, let me back the bus up a little bit. Michigan's nonpartisan, professional election clerks and poll workers. Folks, that's a bald-faced lie. That is a bald-faced lie. Why? Because the clerks are partisan. They run as Republicans or Democrats. Additionally, per our election laws, the clerks are required to hire the same number of Democrats as Republicans to work the polls. The clerk knows the partisanship of each worker. When Kathy Windate, Torch Lake Township clerk, a Republican, called my wife, Victoria Bishop, to be a poll worker, she knew full well that she was a Republican. When they actually worked the 9 days of early voting for the presidential primary, she had the same number of Republicans as Democrats in the polling location at Torch Lake Township offices. So for Benson to say Michigan's nonpartisan professional election clerks and poll workers, it's a bald-faced lie. This woman is a pathological liar. Everybody is partisan. Clerks must run as a Republican or a Democrat. Even though we don't think they should be partisan, clerks and sheriffs, in my opinion, should be nonpartisan. You enforce the laws for everybody equally. In elections, you treat everybody the same. You're not a partisan hack. But that's not the way it's set up, Jocelyn. Or do you not know that? This woman is pathological. I can't believe she'd make such a stupid statement. But it's in her press release. Well, I digress. For those of you who have already gotten your absentee ballots in Tuscarora Township, you need to vote to retain Janice Dillahay as your treasurer. If you're going to vote early, starting July 27th, or you vote on Election Day, you need to vote for her. She is the anchor of that board that will keep them accountable, on track, making sure budgets are followed, making sure the numbers are followed, making sure reports are turned in to the IRS and to other governmental agencies. All the problems and all the things that they found that has happened in that screwed up township for years, for decades, was completely reversed with this prior board that you elected. Bob Kramer, supervisor. Janet Vance, trustee. Jay Reedsman, clerk. Janice Dillahay, treasurer. The other three, not running. Health reasons, age. Honestly, just fed up with all the crap that they've had to put up with from the people who lost their power over this small community. Well, they want it back. They want to undo all the great things that this board has accomplished. They want to go backwards instead of forward. Well, there's one person that you guys can elect that can put a stop to this reversal of direction for Tuscarora Township, and it's Janice Dillahay. Vote for her. I have personally endorsed her because she has the business experience. She has the knowledge to continue keeping it going in the right direction, and at least you need to retain her. And for the life of me, I don't understand how they're keeping track of the number of people who have already returned their ballots. 1.5 million have gone out. 178,000 have already been returned. We've got over 3 weeks to go in this election, folks. There's going to be debates. There's going to be events. There's going to be things happening that could possibly influence or change your mind 3 weeks from this coming Tuesday. But your mind's already made up. You've already decided who you're going to vote for. What is that based on? Seeing them in person? Asking them questions like we're going to do tonight at the debate? I mean, I don't get it. Personally, I'm not voting until August 6th at 7:37 p.m. I'm going to vote in person late on purpose. I want to see if when I go there at 7:37 p.m. prior to the close polling at polls closing at 8 o'clock, if somebody's already voted for me. They know I'm a very, what they call, a high propensity voter. I vote every election. Every single election since we've lived here in northern Michigan and previously downstate. Never missed an election. Now, one thing you have to understand, this is a process to pick county commissioners for the next 4 years. They're not two-year terms anymore. They're four-year terms. County sheriffs, clerks. This is a huge primary election, folks, and you need the information. You need to come to the debate tonight in Gaylord. One of the things you have to understand, the people need information before they vote. Now, of these 178,000 people who have already returned their ballots, I call them the sheeple people. Low-informed, not willing to take the time to really do their homework to know these candidates, to know who to vote for. I got my ballot. Oh, yeah, I recognize that name. I'm voting for that person. Really? Really? Well, evidently, they're doing it. And again, I'm not fully understanding the full process, how Jocelyn Benson knows these numbers already. Local clerks, maybe they turn in reports every day. Jocelyn Benson's told them to update their numbers every day after the ballots have gone out, which was supposed to go out June 22nd. Well, our very own Cheryl Guy here in Antrim County, we're not getting our absentee ballots until Monday or Tuesday of next week. Supposed to get it June 22nd. We're going to get them July 15th and 16th. Amazing. Unbelievable. Final segment today. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalper, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalper for state rep.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. As another reason to come to the debate tonight, I have yard signs for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's U.S. Senate race. She's asking folks that live on main roads to take the yard signs. If you know somebody who owns property on a main road with a lot of high traffic volume that goes by, please take a yard sign, go talk to the owner, and see if you can put it out for her. She'd greatly appreciate it. I also am going to have some Josh Saul signs for Congress. He's bringing some as well. We'll have them at the event. They are absolutely free. They're not asking for donations. Just take the signs and put them in high traffic main road locations. Greatly appreciate it. Mike Giroux, if you're listening, I have 50 specifically designated she would like for you to take for Mackinac County. They're in the St. Ignace area. So I'll have those in the Yukon. Make sure you come and see me before you leave tonight. I'll get them to you so you can take them back home to St. Ignace. Looking forward to this event. Hoping all the candidates and elected officials show up, answer the questions from the panelists, inform you guys, educate you as to what's going on. So greatly appreciate that. If you would consider today coming to the debate, listening to the questions, hearing the answers, and then sharing the information. For those of you coming, you need to become storytellers. You need to tell everybody you know what you saw at this debate tonight. Share this information, get it out there. This is the only opportunity you'll have to hear the congressional district race candidate, Josh Saul, hopefully Congressman Jack Bergman, Neil Friske, Parker Fairburn for the 107th, then Cam Cavett and Todd Smallenberg for the 106th, and then finally Ken Borton and Christian Marcus for the 105th. Doors are going to open at 4. Debate starts at 5. Each race gets 1 hour. We will be done by 9 o'clock. We have to be out of there by 9:30. If you'd like the information, the flyer, text me debate, and I'll send it to you. And I apologize if you're hearing this tomorrow morning at 8:54, I should say, a.m. It's already over. Why? Because this show today rebroadcasts tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. So at 8:54, you're texting me debate. You've already missed it. It's going to be tonight, Thursday, July the 11th, at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. One other thing I mentioned, I'm going to have to put saran wrap on this story. We'll get into it probably on Monday. FOIA requests. Something I've been yelling and screaming about at Lansing for years, that the governor's office, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, every state senator, every state representative should be required to respond to FOIA requests. Well, right now, we're only one of two states in the entire country that doesn't happen. Two states, and Michigan's one of them. It's exactly why every single time that they do testing for transparency and accountability, the state of Michigan comes in dead last. 50 states, Michigan is always number 50. We are the worst. We get an F when it comes to transparency and accountability from our state government. The Good Old Boys Club Network is a concrete wall in Lansing that needs a bulldozer to break it down. And it all starts with FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. You put it in writing, this is the information I'm requesting. They have set deadlines that they must respond by. If they don't, they have to explain why they're not responding and how much more time they will need. And if it's blatant that they're obviously not wanting to give you the information, they can actually be fined. It's right there in the law. Well, we got a packed show tomorrow. Probably won't be able to get to this story. I might be able to break it out. Just depends on how quickly I speak on the show tomorrow. Michigan news, Michigan politics is what we do. Tonight, we're focused on elections in our listening area. First Congressional District, 105th, 106th, 107th state house districts. You need to come. You need to be there. I don't care what you got going tonight. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see who shows up and who answers the questions before you vote on August 6th. Some people have their absentee ballots already. As a matter of fact, they may be bringing them with them and marking their ballots accordingly based on who shows up and what they hear when they hear the questions being answered. It's up to you, folks. We've done everything we could to give you the opportunity. You need to make it happen. Bring a friend, bring a neighbor, bring your spouse, carpool together. You really want to go, but you can't drive? Call somebody. Hey, can you take me to the debate tonight? Again, you want the flyer? Text me debate. Address is 150 Dale Drive, Gaylord, Michigan. Doors open at 4 o'clock. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. See you tonight at the debate. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smoke.